This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Segment ends and Paul Watson takes over. Let's talk to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to talk about fathers and children and that beautiful book called The Bible. I would like to read, because this is really on point and it's going to give every father his marching orders. Exodus chapter 22, verses 22, 23, and 24. Ye shall not afflict any fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any way, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you. It is the most beautiful piece of scripture. I love it.
Now, no, it's true. We call on God, God will. But that's be pure of heart. You're absolutely right.
Fatherless children, and that's an important point. Now, you've been demonstrating a lot of anxiety about the possibility of your children becoming fatherless soon. Now, I have the same anxiety. I have three young children. I'm a single parent. I'm 64 years old, visually impaired, and I have three young children here. Now, I teach my children every day that should something happen to me, I'm still able to protect them, and that when they cry out to me, their earthly father, and my duty is to protect them. Now, when they become fatherless, I teach them every day, cry out to Jesus if you get into a tough spot, if I'm not here, if I'm gone, cry unto God, unto Jesus. He will hear, and he will kill those who are afflicting you. It's important to look carefully at this verse. Now, I want to turn to the French Revolution real quick. In the decades leading up to the French Revolution, children were being swept off the streets of Paris and disappeared into the aristocracy and the royalty, and they were being used for their purposes. Their blood was very valued, and all that goes with child abduction and Satanists, which is what the royalty and aristocracy had become in France. Now, they were picking up the orphans on the street and the urchins and that kind of thing, but when they ran short of children on the street, the police, they were doing all the child confiscation. When they ran short on children, they began taking children who had fathers who were working and mothers in intact homes. They started taking those children. When the fathers tried to intervene, they were arrested and hung for getting in the way. Now, so I'm telling you, if you try to get in the way and protect your children, you may just leave your children fatherless. But then we have the victory. When those children cry unto Jesus, it says right here, I will hear, my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you, meaning the one who is afflicting. This is an important verse, and every man now with children has their marching orders. Teach your children that if you are, if they become fatherless, that they are to cry unto Jesus, but they must be told that now. One other thing about women getting involved, the French had spies all over the place around Paris. And there's a quote from a lawyer's diary here. Our women, meaning the ordinary French woman, our women will go to Versailles. This is what the women were saying. The spies are picking it up. Our women will go to Versailles to dethrone the king and tear his eyes out. Okay. That's women getting, you know, involved there. Anyway, Alex, I've set a piece here, and I'm
No, it's all about killing our children. It's all about a satanic energy attacking the human operation, and people better decide which side they're on. God bless you. All right, I'm sorry to Brendan and Mike. I got to go. If you get their name and number, we'll call them back tomorrow, and I appreciate you to come on the show then. And we find ourselves the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to stay here, get them, plus the great products. Who knows how long you're going to get them, so I suggest you get them. But these are the times that try men's souls. This is, we're on a planet in deep space, folks. You don't think we just live here and, like, be in peace? No, there's bad stuff, but God's given us a way to counter it and deal with it. So Paul Joseph Watson's taking over InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. If you don't share those links and articles, who will? There's a reason YouTube banned those doctors in California talking about the COVID being an exaggerated hoax. This is powerful and it's true. You know, videos at InfoWars.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
You know, live April 28th, 2020. This is the news cover. A lot of questions still remain about what is the new normal, because we were told that we need to go through all this social distancing, all this upsetting economy, deaths in terms of poverty, people not being able to go into the hospital to get treatment for a range of other serious illnesses aside from COVID-19, which, according to some experts, will actually cause more excess deaths than total COVID-19 deaths over the next 5 years. So it begs the question, why did we go through all this at all? The whole point was to get back to normal. Now they're saying, you're never going to get back to the old normal. This is the new normal. What is the new normal? Well, very interesting article that went up on Summit.News about an hour ago. Headline, Chief Public Health Officer of Canada appeared in 2010 documentary to advocate tracking bracelets for vaccine refuseniks. Now, we've seen the rapid advancement of surveillance technologies that applies to tracking potential coronavirus sufferers. Of course, we had the video last week of the social distancing surveillance cameras, which will alert people when they're standing too close to other people. No doubt in the future they'll be linked in with our Chinese communist-style social credit score accounts and will be punished for not socially distancing enough. Well, over in Canada, Canada's current chief public health officer, she wasn't the chief public health officer when this documentary was made, she is now. And in fact, she's the face, or at least one of the faces, of Canada's response to coronavirus. This is Theresa Tam. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her in a second. But this is her appearance. Listen very carefully to what she says. In a 2010 National Film Board of Canada documentary entitled Outbreak, Anatomy of a Plague, first listen to what she says about what will happen in the aftermath of a virus outbreak, specifically in terms of to people who refuse a vaccine, and then listen to the context of what happens to people after that. Here's the clip from this 2010 Canadian documentary. Roll it.
I think the public has to know this is one of the worst-case scenarios in terms of an infectious disease outbreak, in that their cooperation is sought. If there are people who are non-compliant, there are definitely laws and public health powers that can quarantine people in mandatory settings. It's potential you could track people, put bracelets on their arms, have police and other setups to ensure quarantine is undertaken. It is better better to be preemptive and precautionary and take the heat of people thinking you might be overreactionary, get ahead of the curve, and then think about whether you've overreacted later. But it's such a serious situation that I think decisive early action is the key.
Police checkpoints are set up on all the bridges, and everyone leaving the city is required to show proof of vaccination. Those who refuse to cooperate are taken away to temporary detention centers.
Well, there you have it. That was from a 2010 Canadian documentary featuring Canada's current chief public health officer, Theresa Tam, saying that people will be forced to have vaccinations if they refuse them. They'll be tagged with electronic surveillance bracelets. This is the face of Canada's response to the coronavirus, which is why this clip is recircling on Twitter today. Another interesting thing about Theresa Tam is that not only has she become the face of their coronavirus response, she's in all the adverts being played on television, the public service announcements, again, encouraging social distancing. But she was one of the officials who, right back at the start of this pandemic, before it was announced as a pandemic, was playing it down, which we saw in numerous other instances. Of course, no bigger instance than the World Health Organization itself, which, God forbid, any of us would criticize, because that's not allowed now, in terms of how they downplayed the coronavirus, not only downplayed it in terms of the WHO, but conspired with China to cover it up and silence their own doctors from advising countries to close their borders weeks and weeks earlier than any of them did. While, of course, the WHO was saying, don't close your borders, don't initiate any kind of proper screening at airports, because that's stigmatization and that might upset Chinese people. So again, we have an official who downplayed the severity of coronavirus, now in the aftermath of a lot of evidence that in many countries the curve has flattened, and in fact these lockdown measures now need to be ended because will eventually cause more deaths than lives saved. She's one of the ones exploiting the fear of coronavirus again to introduce these kind of measures, and if she's talking about the kind of measures that she talked about in that 2010 documentary clip from the National Film Board of Canada, that's a very frightening prospect indeed. In fact, on April 23rd, she was appointed by Justin Trudeau, this is from the article, to be a member of the COVID-19 Immunity Task Force, despite having previously asserted there was, quote, no reason to be overly concerned about coronavirus back in January. Why was she saying that? Well, why was Ted Ross of the WHO and a bunch of other health officials saying the same thing? Because they were amplifying Chinese Communist Party propaganda. They were mouthpieces for the CCP. Then as late as January 29th, bearing in mind that we know there was human-to-human transmission of coronavirus in China back in November, and they covered it up since then, as late as January 29th, Theresa Tam, the Chief Public Health Officer of Canada, told Canadians it's going to be rare, but we're expecting cases. So again, she was downplaying it as late as January 29th. And yet here in this clip from 10 years ago, she's suggesting the most draconian measures imaginable to stop people who, God forbid, refuse to have a vaccine. Now, in terms of the vaccine, they're saying 80 different groups around the world are working on a vaccine. It's going to take a year or more. Of course, a lot of experts say there is no effective vaccine against any of these COVID coronavirus diseases. So what would be the point? Very interesting question. I haven't taken a vaccine since I was a child, certainly never taken a flu vaccine, not going to take one now. But what is the new normal? How's it going to play out? You're going to have the vaccine to travel across interstate lines? Are you going to have the vaccine to travel internationally? You're going to have the vaccine to even go outside, to operate, to buy and sell, unless you take the mark. And I think the listeners of this show are very aware as to what that means. Meanwhile, also in Canada, this just went up on summit.news earlier too, Canadian man has quarantine fine increased to $1,255 for walking his dog. This is a 72-year-old man in Ontario who again, an absolute cretin. He took his little pooch down the stairs of his apartment block to walk it outside in the parking lot behind his apartment block for 10 minutes. He goes back upstairs to his unit in his apartment block, who's waiting for him. Two police officers who hit him with a fine of $880 for, quote, breaching a COVID-19 safety precaution. But that wasn't the end of the story. As I articulate in this article, after a rebel media contacted Sarnia police and visited their headquarters in an effort to obtain a comment, journalists from rebel media, McHenry received a second visit from the cops. He said, I had a knock on my door. It was a very loud knock, and I knew intuitively that it was the police because nobody knocks on your door that loud. And again, why is any of this happening? Because people are snitching on their neighbors, ratting them out. That's the kind of society that we're creating amidst this social distancing tyranny. One of the officers told McHenry he had good news for the 72-year-old. His original $880 fine had been withdrawn. But then, sardonically, he immediately presented McHenry with a new $1,225 fine for violating the Quarantine Act. $1,225 fine for walking his dog in a parking lot. And the increase of that fine purely is based on, according to the report of Rebel Media, the police being vindictive over the fact that it got media attention. Don't go away. Much more coming up. Summit.news. We'll be back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, we're going to get to Tucker Carlson's comments from last night about reopening society, trying to end this economic devastation which has already been caused by the lockdown. And that is a message of great importance coming from him because, again, he was one of the people at the start who said, no, this is going to be worse than the flu. And, in fact, reports suggest that Carlson drove to Mar-a-Lago to warn Trump that he wasn't taking it seriously enough. So when somebody like Tucker Carlson says, okay, we adhered to your lockdown for weeks and weeks and weeks, we adhered to your social distancing, now the evidence suggests that that lockdown had negligible effect on the actual death rates if you look at other countries which didn't lock down their entire economies. The fact that he's saying that makes a big deal because he didn't downplay it from the very beginning. So we're going to get to that clip probably in the next segment. But I want to go through this article from a few days ago because this is one of the crucial underpinning reasons as to why this lockdown now needs to be eased across the world. It is the headline out of Summit News. Professor warns cancer deaths due to COVID disruption will be greater than deaths from coronavirus. And to make this clear, that's not total cancer deaths over the next 5 years. It's excess cancer deaths of lives that would have been saved had these people been able to go into hospital and get cancer screenings and cancer treatment, because many, many of them are not able to do that as a result primarily of fear over coronavirus and, in fact, government suggesting that people should not visit hospital unless basically they're about to die. In many cases, that's the spirit of the message that was communicated early on, because we were told that hospitals would be completely overwhelmed by coronavirus. Turns out that was not the case, at least in the United Kingdom, and in fact in many other countries. Now, this is a professor at King's College London, Richard Sullivan, who warned that there will be more excess cancer deaths, again, that's excess, in addition to ones that would have happened anyway, over the next 5 years than the number of people total who will die from coronavirus in the UK due to the disruption caused by the coronavirus lockdown, which is preventing cancer victims from getting treatment. And only in the past couple of days, in fact, I think it's today or yesterday, the UK government, because of this debate being pushed to the forefront, is finally now saying, yes, if you suspect you may have cancer, you need to go in immediately for a screening and you need to go in for your treatment. But this is a debate that was raging behind the scenes for the past couple of weeks, now with the UK government only just addressing it really publicly. Richard Sullivan, Professor of Cancer and Global Health and Director of the Institute of Cancer Policy, said, quote, the number of deaths due to the disruption of cancer services is likely to outweigh the number of deaths from coronavirus itself over the next 5 years. Again, because people are avoiding hospitals. They're saying they're adhering to the advice that they should stay away, at least they have been doing over the past month, so as not to burden doctors and nurses. Routine cancer screenings have all but stopped, and there will be a massive backlog once normality resumes. So even now they're telling people that they can go back in. the weight of the backlog is still going to delay people from getting that cancer treatment, and that's going to kill people. He went on to say the cessation and delay of cancer care will cause considerable avoidable suffering. Cancer screening services have stopped, which means we will miss our chance to catch many cancers when they are treatable and curable, such as cervical, bowel, and breast. Again, point is people didn't stop getting cancer treatment when the coronavirus outbreak started, but now they're not getting treatment. They didn't stop needing cancer treatment, but now they're not getting it. Daily Mail also reported some stroke and heart attack patients are routinely waiting more than 2 hours for an ambulance, while 2,300 cancer diagnoses are being missed each week just in the UK because patients are not going to see their GP or because they're not being referred for urgent tests and scans at hospitals. Goes on to say another 400 cancers a week are being missed because breast, cervical, and bowel cancer screening has been suspended. So it's not like they're just not going in. They're being told, you're not going to get this treatment because we're going to be overwhelmed. Overwhelmed, really. 4 times emptier hospital beds in terms of acute hospital beds in the United Kingdom during this coronavirus outbreak. And that was reported by HSC, which is the authority on hospital treatment in the United Kingdom. So the acute hospital beds across the country are 4 times emptier than normal. The overspill hospitals, they built an overspill hospital in London, these Nightingale hospitals, is barely being used. They built another overspill hospital in the northeast to deal with excess coronavirus victims. They're now saying that not only is it not being used, it probably will never be used and that they're going to close it down. And again, despite all this, the UK government has refused to even suggest when lockdown measures may end. They're not even having that conversation with the British public, despite other European countries having already given exact dates on when everything will open, including, I know, even today in France, where they're saying a lot of stuff is going to open on May 11th. Our government in the UK is refusing to even have that conversation about an exit strategy with the British public, despite the fact that many people are avoiding hospital for very serious illnesses, not getting treatment, and it's going to cause, according to this professor of cancer, going at much of a higher authority than that, more excess cancer deaths in the UK than total coronavirus deaths over the past 5 years. Now, we've had this debate about Sweden. Of course, Sweden, they actually made the right decision. Like that's almost unprecedented. We're talking about Sweden making the right decision on a public policy issue. They refused to lock down their economy. They did take some measures to encourage social distancing, but bars, restaurants, many of the shops remained open, at least to some extent. If you compare the graph of the death rates when Sweden's lower population per capita is accounted for, Sweden has the same death rate as the UK. We locked down everything. They didn't. The death rate is almost exactly the same. You look at the graph in this article, it tracks almost exactly the same. Obviously, Sweden is going to get back on its feet quicker. People in Sweden, because their hospitals are also not overwhelmed, are able to get treatment for serious ailments. Heart attack victims, stroke attack victims are able to get into hospital, are able to get ambulances to a far greater degree than in England and the United Kingdom. And again, a lot of experts saying, of course, that Sweden is now way closer to herd immunity. Meanwhile, we're being told that we're going to have to wait, in some cases, maybe a year for this vaccine, which I'm sure is totally risk-free, right? Before any of this is rescinded, before any of this is actually properly eased, and that the new normal will be lockdown light for the next year, which will only hamstring our economy, lead to more misery, lead to more suicide, lead to more unemployment, lead to more poverty, which, of course, factors in and leads to more deaths. But at least finally, over the past couple of days, the British government has come out and said, yes, if you need urgent cancer screenings, urgent cancer treatment, you need to go into hospital. And they probably had to do it because of these TikTok videos of nurses dancing, which kind of proved that the hospitals were not being overwhelmed. We're going to get into that in the next segment. We're also going to get into Tucker Carlson now saying that these lockdown measures need to end, and they need to end quickly. Summit.news, don't go away. We'll be right back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Here's storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are
listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the head of the World Health Organization, Mr. Tedros, whose name is basically unpronounceable, so I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it, says that the world should have listened to the WHO, despite the fact that the WHO, for weeks on end, amplified Chinese fake news propaganda that the coronavirus outbreak was really no big deal. Of course, now we know from U.S. intelligence reports that they almost certainly lied about the death toll. Of course, claimed it was around 3,000 deaths in China. It's actually probably nearer to 40,000 deaths. We're going to get onto that article here in a minute. First of all, Tucker Carlson, though, gave a great monologue on his Fox News show last night. And again, Carlson was one of the people at the start who was not downplaying coronavirus, unlike the Chinese, unlike the WHO. The extent that he drove to Mar-a-Lago to warn Trump that he was not taking it seriously enough. Well, now Tucker Carlson, given the death rates, given this social distancing lockdown, given the threat that the lockdown itself will cost more lives, more economic turmoil, more poverty, more unemployment if we don't lift it, has somewhat changed his tune. We're going to go to that clip. Here it is.
Here's a physician and researcher from California called Dr. Dan Erickson. Erickson and a partner just delivered a 50-minute briefing on the latest numbers from California. The video they made has been viewed millions of times in a few days online. The bottom line is, after looking carefully at the data, these two researchers have concluded that California should end its shelter-in-place order. Watch.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California. 0.03 chance of dying from COVID in the state of California. Does that necessitate sheltering in place? Does that necessitate shutting down medical systems? Does that necessitate people being out of work?
These are serious people who've done this for a living for decades. They have in their hands the largest currently available data sets on this question. And the question they're asking after analyzing all of those numbers, are the lockdowns worth it? So what is the answer to that? What's so striking is that so many politicians, the ones enforcing the lockdowns, don't seem at all interested in asking it. Instead, they're bullying forward as if nothing has changed. Just today, the San Francisco Bay Area announced it'll be extending its lockdown until the end of May. That's 5 weeks from now. What is the scientific justification for doing that? They didn't tell us, because there is none. None. You may remember what they first told us back in February and March. They said, we have to take radical steps in order to, quote, flatten the curve. Well, 6 weeks later, we're happy to say that curve has been flattened, but it's likely not because of the lockdowns. The virus just isn't nearly as deadly as we thought it was. All of us, including on this show, everybody thought it was, but it turned out not to be. Hospitals never collapsed. Outside of a tiny number of places, they never came close to collapsing, at least not from an influx of infected patients. Instead, something remarkable happened, something amazing, really without parallel in American history. The opposite happened. Thanks to the lockdowns, hospitals have begun to collapse. Why? From a lack of patients. Politicians who couldn't pass ninth grade biology decided that practicing physicians should not be allowed to calculate the risk of transmitting the virus. They're just not qualified, unlike us. So these politicians banned so-called non-essential procedures, many of which are in fact essential. The results of this policy? In many hospitals, entire floors have been mothballed. Doctors and nurses are being furloughed in the middle of a pandemic. This is insanity. It weakens our healthcare system. Its effects will last for many years. That's all from the lockdown. So how long will we have to live with these lockdowns? Earlier this month, Dr. Anthony Fauci, whom we are apparently required by law to respect no matter what he says, suggested that in fact we may never be allowed to resume normal life.
If back to normal means acting like there never was a coronavirus problem, I don't think that's going to happen until we do have a situation where you can completely protect the population. If you want to get to pre-coronavirus, you know, that might not ever happen in the sense of the fact that the threat is there.
And we should tell you that is the same Dr. Fauci, and keep this to yourself because, as noted, it's not allowed to show any skepticism whatsoever. But that's the same Dr. Fauci who also announced that shaking hands, the ancient custom of shaking hands, should be done away with forever. And then a week later told Snapchat that actually it's fine to have sex with strangers you meet on Tinder. That was his epidemiological advice. Other experts on television warned that full-blown lockdowns may be necessary until a vaccine or effective treatments are found. What they didn't mention is that scientists have never produced a single approved vaccine or antiviral drug for any coronavirus. So that could be a while. And that thought seemed to please frequent television guest Zeke Emanuel.
Realistically, COVID-19 will be here for the next 18 months or more. We will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine or effective medications. Is all that economic pain worth trying to stop COVID-19? The truth is, we have no choice.
Oh, the truth is we have no choice. Well, here's a handy guide for you in case you watch a lot of television. When a political operative like Zeke Emanuel, someone with a long history of lying, begins a sentence with the phrase, "The truth is," you should probably be on guard. When he ends that sentence with, "We have no choice," you should be terrified. And in fact, that's wrong. We have always had a choice. Other countries made different choices from ours, in fact. They're not waiting for a vaccine to open their societies. Why would they do that? There's no precedent for doing that as a scientific matter. For example, we spent millions of dollars and more than a decade trying to find a vaccine for the SARS virus. Scientists never developed one. That's a shame. But did we halt life in the United States in response? We didn't. In fact, you may not even remember that any of that happened. The striking thing is the science has not changed that much since then. Unfortunately, American politics have changed a lot. And that's the difference.
That's Tucker Carlson. Of course, the video he played at the beginning of that monologue was the two doctors questioning the logic of continuing lockdown measures. The video that was summarily deleted by YouTube after garnering 5 million plus views because we're not allowed to question health authorities. Health authorities like the WHO, whose leader, Mr. Tedros, said yesterday, the world should have listened to the WHO. Despite its complicity in helping China cover up the severity of the coronavirus pandemic, the head of the World Health Organization claimed the world should have listened to the WHO. The sheer inaccuracy of these statements would be funny if not for the fact that lives were lost due to the WHO's mishandling of the outbreak. At every step of the way, the WHO praised China's actions on coronavirus despite widespread evidence that the virus was leaked from a lab. And in fact, the sources who told Fox News confirmed that it was leaked from that lab said that the WHO was complicit in helping China cover it up. Of course, on January 14th, as I've mentioned many times, the WHO amplified Chinese government propaganda that there had been, quote, no human-to-human transmission of COVID-19, despite this having actually occurred back in November. The WHO blocked doctors from urging countries to impose border controls to stop the spread of coronavirus and repeatedly told countries not to close borders. I report on their statements every single few days. They repeated the same mantra. Don't close your borders. Don't impose any kind of screening which targets Chinese people because that might be racist. These are the people now saying you should have listened to us. No, we shouldn't have listened to you. We should have done the exact opposite because you were complicit in covering up the spread of this virus with the communist Chinese government. Right up until the end of February, the WHO continued to advise against the, this is their quote from their statement, to advise against the application of travel or trade restrictions to countries experiencing COVID-19 outbreaks, even as all those thousands, tens of thousands of Chinese migrants were flying from Wuhan to northern Italy, the epicenter of the outbreak in Europe. No, you got it wrong. You covered it up with China. We should not have listened to you. Going to wrap it up this segment. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and ABC News just tweeted a video on their official Twitter account about an hour ago. It says, a nurse received a rousing applause from her neighbors as they gathered to cheer for her on her way to work in Maryland. Now, this entire idol worship of nurses and health workers has obviously gone too far. That's not to blame the nurses, the doctors, or the health workers, whose job is obviously incredibly important and incredibly stressful. This entire narrative about idol worship of nurses
has been predicated on not being allowed to question health authorities. We've seen that with social media, with YouTube deleting videos from actual doctors questioning other health authorities. But that's why they launched this cultural narrative of the nurse worship, the idol worship, to the point where they now have scarecrows in British villages and towns dressed up as NHS workers with the full masks, the gloves, the PPE that's supposedly in a severe shortage, but they're using it to put on scarecrows, which are then positioned at people's front gates. So again, idol worship, literally idol worship the NHS. Because as you know, we have every week in the United Kingdom at 8 p.m. on Thursday, the entire country gets out on their balconies and applauds the NHS. And now it's got to the point where people who not refuse to do that, but just forget to do that, are being publicly shamed on social media. In fact, we had the article last week, UK mother named and shamed on Facebook for not clapping the NHS. This was somebody who was having problems with her child, trying to get him to bed. He was acting out. So she finally got her child to bed. She fell asleep before 8 p.m. when this big clapathon happens every week. And because she failed to take part, again, not because she didn't want to, she simply fell asleep and forgot about it. The next day she was publicly shamed on Facebook with her entire community finding out about it. Very, very strange idol worship of nurses. But again, it's the narrative that's been pushed by health authorities and by the media to make it verboten to criticize health authorities. To the point where we had this article last week on Friday, headline, Nurses at Hospital in Paris Recreate Last Supper with Themselves as Jesus and His Apostles. So they literally reenacted Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper painting with themselves playing the part of Jesus and his apostles. This was the Hospital de la Salpêtrière in Paris, and they captioned it, huge thanks to our daily heroes, a big up to the care team of the cardiac surgery unit of CHU in this Paris hospital, literally depicting themselves as Jesus and his apostles, as if the idol worship was not bad enough. Now, if you don't like me criticizing that, well, why not listen to the families of cancer victims who are not getting treatment, as I explained earlier in the show, because they're either fearful of catching coronavirus when they visit hospital, or they're being told their screenings, their treatments have been suspended. So they're not going to hospital. Of course, the Professor Sullivan warned that this would cause more excess cancer deaths than total coronavirus deaths in the UK over the next 5 years. The families of these cancer patients have spoke out against this bizarre idol worship of health workers also, and in particular with these TikTok dancers, which thankfully, since people started to question this, that it was not great optics to tell the population that we needed to lock down, to social distance, to upheave our lives for the best part of the next year, we're now being told, and we may never get back to normal because of the overwhelmed hospitals, because we need to support the doctors and nurses. Meanwhile, they're dancing around with giant smiles on their face and uploading these videos to TikTok. Not great optics. Nobody's saying that you can't, you know, relieve some stress. That's not the point. The point is this does not send the right message. I wrote about this in the article. Disrespectful. Families of cancer patients slam nurse dancing videos. There's families of cancer patients whose loved ones are not able to receive treatment in hospitals because of the coronavirus pandemic have slammed videos which show nurses dancing as disrespectful. And in fact, if I can find the quote, this was from a nurse, I believe, or the family member of a nurse. She said, I'm seriously peed off seeing NHS staff dancing and fooling around. My brother is working 14-hour days in an ICU in London treating COVID-19 patients. My sister is still performing surgery, is separated from her son. Cancer patients are having treatment and scans cancelled. She says, I've seen it from several disparate hospitals. And again, this is not just the UK, obviously. This is in America too. And Spain and Italy and France. It's so disrespectful when there are so many ill and dying. Imagine someone who has just lost a loved one seeing these dumb videos. And in fact, I received numerous messages on Twitter, on comments, from nurses who agree with me and who agree with these families of cancer patients. So again, it's not an offence against NHS staff. It's not an insult towards them to question the tastefulness of these TikTok dancing videos. In fact, there is another doctor who said, quote, "I'm a doctor, and I'm really sick of this constant praise and virtue signalling for healthcare workers." He said, "Hospitals are empty due to lack of elective cases and severe drop in trauma and emergency cases. Yet we keep hearing about this hospitals being overwhelmed nonsense. Yet healthcare workers somehow find time, despite being so overwhelmed, to do their cringy TikTok videos. A lot of hospitals are actually struggling to stay open because their main sources of income are from elective cases and admissions. So it's actually costing them economically in the long term." So we have that going on. We have people being shamed for forgetting to clap in the UK for the NHS every Thursday night. And of course we have YouTube censoring the viral video of the doctors criticizing the stay-at-home order. We also have this article out of Reclaim the Net. YouTube introduces fact-checker info panels to editorialize user search results. Of course, you know already on YouTube they've completely gamed their search engine and the entire algorithm to the point where you type in any search term basically that's vaguely news-related and you get a wall of 50, 60 CNN, ABC, CBS articles before you get to anything else. Well, now YouTube is continuing its war on misinformation by rolling out panels containing messages from fact-checkers, who of course have been proven partisan and biased on numerous occasions, to search results on the platform. Panels have been tested in Brazil and India throughout 2019 and show up when a user searches for a topic that YouTube deems to be problematic, and at this point that's basically everything. So now, not even when you get to the video, of course many of which have warnings on, you go on a video about global warming, it indoctrinates you about how man-made global warming is beyond question, of course. Now they're so nervous about people hearing any other opinion, they're putting it in the search box before you even get to any of the results. Meanwhile, Facebook admits banning users for saying they're proud to be English. Because we had St. George's Day a couple of days ago here in the United Kingdom. We've had stories in the past of councils in the UK banning the display of the St. George's Cross, which is the English flag. God forbid we could fly the English flag in England. Now Facebook has admitted to banning swaths of users for posting messages saying they were proud to be English on St. George's Day. An image bearing the legend "Proud to be English" and two crossed flagpoles carrying the English St. George's Cross and the White Lion on a red field, banner associated with Anglo-Saxons, appears to have proved particularly offensive to the so-called Masters of the Universe. And a bunch of those posts, God forbid, showing the English flag on England's National Day was violation of community standards on Facebook. I think Babylon Bee came out with an article earlier where they said the First Amendment is now a violation of community standards because it encourages people to break the law. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports Paris no-go suburbs breaking lockdown measures three times more than average. Because we had the article a couple of weeks ago now from one of the French interior ministers who suggested that these lockdown measures should not be imposed in migrant-heavy suburbs of Paris and other areas of France because, one, they're not being adhered to anyway, and two, because they might start riots. Well, of course, we did have riots in Paris and in 25 other municipalities across France last week. And the previous weekend, because of an incident with a motorcyclist crashing into a police car, they were out on the street rioting for days and days on end, not social distancing. Now residents in the no-go Paris suburb of Seine-Saint-Denis have received three times the number of fines for breaking Wuhan coronavirus lockdown measures than the French national average. The heavily migrant-populated department, which of course the mainstream media says doesn't exist, they actually said that back in 2015, 400,000 illegal immigrants lived there, has seen a total of 41,000 tickets handed out for lockdown violations out of 242,000 checks by police. Again, that is four times the national average. The rules apply to some people and apparently not to others. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Breaking news at Summit.News coming up next. War Room with Owen Schroer. No, go away. Keep it right here.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.